All right. I think we got a hold of the doctor. We were trying to get a hold of Dr. Sheehan Fisher. We have finally connected. Doctor, thank you for joining us today. I know Father's Day is on Sunday. Monday is Men's Mental Health Day. And as a psychologist, I know you wanted to talk about postpartum depression. I feel like we're finally making people aware of how many women it affects, but I'll be honest, I didn't know it affects men as well.
Yeah, it's very important for us to understand that both parents are at risk for heightened risk for depression and anxiety during this time. Fathers have about half the ratio of the moms, but still double the normal lifetime as a man in general. So we are understanding that father's mental health is impacted by having a child, but also that the mental health actually affects the whole family.
Yeah, I would bet. So 20% of women will experience postpartum depression, 10% of men. But you say that number could be higher simply because guys won't step forward and say they're suffering, right?
Yes, and also they don't understand that their suffering might be displayed in different ways. We traditionally use depression measures that are used in the hospital, but we're starting to realize that men might manifest depression differently than women. There's something called masculine depression, in which men tend to exhibit symptoms of hypersexuality, aggression, or even substance use as a way to cope with their emotions, therefore not necessarily meeting the traditional measure of depression, but it is actually sourced in their depression.
And is it more likely for new dads, for the first time a child arrives, just because there is so much anxiety and there's so much you do not know, or can it happen with any child?
It can happen with any child, but yes, that first-time transition can be quite difficult for fathers because they're adjusting to a totally new role. They don't always know how to adjust to it because many times their fathers weren't very involved fathers. So this is a new experience for them without really a blueprint on how to do it.
Yeah, there is a pressure on dads that didn't exist 50 years ago, right? I mean, and they want to be involved.
Exactly.
Where there were just roles that were so defined back probably 50, 60 years ago, that there wasn't an expectation. Now there is. And you said it affects the child's health. Child as in that newborn?
Yes, from the newborn at early stages on can be affected by not only the mother's mental health, which is well supported by previous research, but the more recent research shows that fathers also have a direct impact on the health development of that child. So that trajectory of the child's health for their mental health and physical can be impacted by the father being depressed.
And so many times, as you said, men will not step forward or even recognize that they're suffering. So that would fall on the shoulders of other family members who might recognize some of the symptoms. What would those symptoms be?
Well, fathers, if they start to not be able to function like normal, like difficulty going to work, difficulty managing basic responsibilities, but also seeing that they might start to be a little more sad, more withdrawn, having difficulty feeling fatigue, not just because there's a new baby, but just seeing the extra fatigue. But as I mentioned, they might also exhibit those masculine depression symptoms and start acting oddly or needing extra nightcap than normal or seem more aggressive than normal. And that's a time to at least suggest, like, hey, you might be going through something and maybe we should talk to someone.
So as a psychologist, generally, would you say that we would be better off if men had paternity leave, much like women have maternity leave? Yeah.
Yes, it is something that even policies are really have an impact on both moms and fathers' mental health. And for example, fathers are less likely to get access to parental leave or have a very abbreviated leave, which means they don't get a chance to fully adjust to becoming a new parent. And not only does it affect their mental health, I'm concerned that it actually encourages disengagement from the family because they have to go back to work sooner and don't get a chance to actually take on a full role as a co-parent.
For most industrial nations, are we behind on that? Are there other nations?
Yeah, well behind all the other industrial nations. It's actually quite embarrassing about how far we are behind. And that's why it's not just something that needs to be done locally. We need federal support to ensure that fathers have access to leave and also make sure that all moms have access to leave and birthing parents.
Well, I hope that people recognize it, talk about it, and get men the help that they need. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Sheehan Fisher is a psychologist at Northwestern Medicine. Honestly, I didn't know guys suffered from postpartum depression.